Amos chapter 1, verses 2 and 3. The Lord roars from Zion. For three transgressions or for four, I will not turn away your punishment. With this refrain, Amos proclaimed the Lord's fury on the nations around and funneled in on Israel and on us. As a result, because it's funneling in on all who claim to be following the Lord. Anyone here not committed four transgressions? Never stepped across God's holy law? Never made fun of other people more than four times? They objected to Amos, saying, "But we're prosperous. We're at peace. We're God's people. It won't happen to us." Will you also thus shrug it off? The Lord answered through Amos, "A lion has roared. Who will not fear? Seek me and live." Sadly, Israel didn't listen. And within a few decades, they were devastated, demolished, and devoured. But the Lord did give His promise, a gracious promise to those who would repent and believe. Chapter 9, "On that day I will raise up the tabernacle of David, which has fallen down, and repair its damages. I will raise up its ruins and rebuild it as in the days of old. I will bring back the captives of my people Israel. They shall build the waste cities and inhabit them. They shall plant vineyards and drink wine from them. They shall also make gardens and eat fruit from them. I will plant them in their land, and no longer shall they be pulled up from the land I have given them, says the Lord your God." Is that the promise of an earthly restoration of a physical Israel before Judgment Day, such as the millennialists claim? Listen to the Holy Spirit's own explanation of these words given to us in Acts 15. "But we believe that through the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ we shall be saved in the same manner as the Gentiles. And with this, the words of the prophet agree, just as it is written, 'After this I will return and will rebuild the tabernacle of David, which has fallen down. I will rebuild its ruins and I will set it up.'" So the Holy Spirit tells us this is talking to us about the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ that has washed you clean. Not just from four transgressions, but from all of them. Seek Him and live. It's talking about the grace of our Lord who restores to you a paradise in His heavenly kingdom. One, as He promises, you will never be pulled up from. For as the prophet foretold, Jesus is sitting upon the throne of David and over His kingdom to order it and establish it from that time forward, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. We conclude with the doxology. Hymn 644, please arise.
Praise Him, all creatures, here below. Son of